number three.
Okay. As I was reading, I came across this interesting quote, and it says, in order for a study to be done properly, it must have a big enough sample, honestly and carefully chosen, and have a high significant correlation. I agree with this because if a sample, it should have like a large range of people, and that the sample should be honestly and carefully chosen. If studying whether students who get good grades smoke or not, you should examine smokers. Like, however, you must make sure all the smokers that you interview smoke the same thing. If they don't smoke, if they smoke different things, then you can't conclude that cigarette smokers have worse grades than non-smokers because they're two different groups of smokers. So,
okay. So this was in chapter 8, right?
Yeah.
So I remember reading this, and basically the whole book is about, you know, proving things and statistics and things like that. I'm trying to understand this quote because what I'm getting from it is that exactly what Janika said, but at the same time, what do you mean by you have to examine, like, what they smoke? That's what I don't understand.
Well, I mean, like, in the book, in the chapter, it was saying, like, the chapter was about smokers. It was, like, college students. And it was, like, people who don't smoke get better grades than people who smoke. That's the point that they brought up. And so I was just saying, like, they had to make sure that they examine the people who smoke the same thing. All right. They have to have people who smoke the same type of drug and had to smoke the same amount. Like, they couldn't interview people who smoke, you know, illegal drugs and cigarettes and then conclude that all cigarette smokers had worse grades than people who don't smoke because they're two different groups of people.
But my thing is, how would they know that? Like, how can they go about being so accurate? Like, how would they? It's no possible way they can really be 100% accurate. Just like our last podcast, we talked about how if you can't prove something, find something that's close to it. You know, that's the closest they can get. I don't feel it's any other way they can do this. Is whether you smoke, whether you don't, whether you smoke cigarettes, whether you smoke, you know, marijuana, whatever you smoke, you still smoke. So I guess you're just taking it as smoking, and it doesn't matter what you smoke, you still get bad grades than other people, which I don't agree with. There's a lot of, you know, I know a lot of, like, people that smoke, and they're, like, very successful, and they're very smart. I don't think, I don't know, like, what do you think?
I kind of agree with you. Like, Nana, she said that, like, I do understand, like, because I don't think smoking has to do, and it has anything to do with the grades you get, because I do, like you said, I know a lot of people who smoke, who have good jobs, and there's people, like, there are scientists and doctors and lawyers and everything who smoke, and they're like, they have good jobs.
Yeah, so. I know people that don't smoke, and they don't have good jobs, and they're not doing anything with their life, so I don't think smoking really affects, I mean, does it, smoking affects the brain, right?
Yeah, depending on what it is, it kind of does, but still,
I guess you're right. It does depend on how much you smoke. Because if you smoke, like, a lot of marijuana, of course you're not going to be focused. You're not going to do as good as you would do if you're focused. But I don't think cigarettes really affects the brain. I think it just mostly affects the lungs. So
yeah.
I don't think it really matters. So me and Jamito read in chapter 9. And the first thing we noticed was his first sentence, which basically, like, goes through the whole chapter, which summarizes the whole chapter, and we thought it was interesting, and Jamika's about to talk about it and tell you the quote.
Alright, the quote is that misinforming people by the use of statistical material might be called statistical manipulation. In a word, though not a very good one, statistic calculation. And basically, the author, he coins this idea saying that statistical calculation is used to manipulate readers by using statistics. Like, things like measuring profit on cost price, showing a graph with a finer y-axis scale just to show how steep growth is, and how income calculations misled by involving children in the family as individuals for the average amongst a few. So, like, those are, like, a few examples of how, like, people use statistical to manipulate readers, because, like,
yeah, basically they're basically they're just tools that you know, this, you know, statistics use to convince people, like, you know, different like statistics use a lot of things to convince people, like Jamaica just said, like graphs. They use tricks, they use, like, how they show you growth, they show you, you know, different things that get you convinced about the issue, but we don't know, you know, how they got to that point. Like, we keep saying throughout the recording, we don't know how they get those. We just, basically all we know is what we see. Right. We don't know the background. We don't know anything. That's why they use all those tools, and I feel that if they, I don't know, I feel like they don't need to use those tools to prove anything if it was really true, if that makes sense. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Like, I was just thinking about how, like, when he's, like, when they use, like, graphs and they scale the X's different, so, like, to show the steep growth, like how we said before, like, sometimes they use pictures and, yeah, like, they have one thing and another picture and another thing and other, but they're showing the same, well, they're representing the same thing, but because the picture is different, people are led to think that, like, the second picture is showing a different thing from the first picture, when they're really, they're representing the first one. So,
yeah, like, they show the same, like they're showing different pictures, but the same,
but they have the same thing,
the same, yeah, meanings, but people can take, like, they're the same meaning, but it's different pictures, so people are gonna take, you know, differently. They're gonna think this picture means, like, more than the other one because of how the statistics manipulates the things. What do you think, Tyler?
I mean, I feel like chapter 9 really summarizes what the entire book is, which is statistication, how people basically use statistics to mislead people because, like, the general public doesn't understand what it means. Like, the general public, when they look at a graph, like, for, like, a voting polls graph, like, if they see a really long, wide, like, y-axis, they're not gonna really, like, pay attention to that. They're just gonna be like, oh, well, that's a huge difference or something like that between, like, the population. It's, like, voting.
What do you mean? Like, exactly. Because I don't know. I guess
she kind of saying, like, with this axis, like, the scale, like, mm-hmm, she's saying, like, the y-axis, like, it may be, like, if it's, like, a really tall mean, like, they use...
it makes it look like growth is bigger, yeah, than it actually is.
Like, say, like...
Or smaller than actually is if it's a smaller one. You know?
Yeah. So, say, like, if on the y-axis it has, like, 10, 20, 30, 40, all the way to 100, and then on another graph it has, like, 5, 10, 15, 20s, it's going to look like the ones with 5, 10, 15, 20s has a steeper, you know,
oh, and then there was,
but it's representing the same exact thing. They just labeled it.
Did you guys?
And then there was, like, the whole, you know, calculations about the people's, okay, about the average income, and how what they did was they lied by using children as, mm-hmm, part of the income to lie about, you know, how much, yeah, income there is, and, like, that's lying, that's articulation of lying with statistics. I mean, it's actual numbers, like, that it's true, but you're lying against, like, you're using numbers to obscure and, like, represent reality to the person. I mean, yeah, the math isn't wrong. It's just...
It's actual numbers. It's just, like, the facts.
The externalities, yeah, aren't, you know, considered.
Yeah. Did you guys ever feel like this in, like, a statistics class? Like, felt like you were learning something that, like, you know, had numbers but didn't really make sense? Like, the numbers were right, but it just didn't make sense to you? Like, graphs or anything?
No, I haven't had that experience in Mr. Miles' class.
Well, I mean, I had experience like that. Like... I don't know. Like, depending on what we was learning. Like, because sometimes, like, I remember how, like, he showed us the, when we was doing the correlation. And before we understood how to do it, he showed us graphs or, like, dots all in one place. And then dots,
separate.
Yeah, then that, like, all, that was separated. And then, like, when we learned correlation, we found out, like, they was the same thing, but just scaled differently. And then I was like, that was misleading at first, but then once you research it or you get taught how to do it, it makes sense. So
yeah, because it was the same thing, but when I looked at the graph, it just meant like a whole different thing to me. Like when I looked at the graph with the points all over the place, it just meant like, I don't know, it just felt like things were unorganized, but it just basically meant the same thing. It just was in different, like, yeah.
Different forms.
Yeah, I totally agree.
So in the same chapter 9, I came across a quote that basically simplifies what we were talking about. It says, what comes full of virtue from statistics test may find itself twisted, exaggerated, oversimplified, and distorted through sections by salesmen, public relations, experts, journalists, or advertising copywriter.
So, yeah, that's basically, like, what we were saying before, like, how people use different ways to show the same data. So, like, you ever seen, like, on the news. Okay, so, yeah, like, it's basically what we just said. It was, like, how different people use the same data but shows it in different ways. Like, one person may, like, say if you have a problem, it was, like, 45 people out of the 100 like chocolate and 35 people out of the 100 like vanilla, and the remaining percent of people like strawberry. And one person might use, a chart that with the scale of like 5, 10, 15, 20, and it shows like the people who like chocolate, their thing, like their bar will be higher than those who like vanilla or strawberry. But if they scale it differently, same like 10, 20, 30, 40, there won't necessarily seem like a big difference between like the people who like chocolate versus those who don't like chocolate because they're scaled differently. So basically, I think that every person has a different way of showing the same data. So.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. It goes well with the quote it says here in the book. It says, one of the trickiest ways to misrepresent statistical data by means of a map. A map introduces a fine bag of variables in which facts can be concealed and relationships can be discarded and destroyed.
Yeah, so that's what we discovered about statistics. And now we're going to move on to chapter 10. How to talk back to a statistic. And in this chapter, he basically talks about how to decode statistics and like ways to figure out whether the statistic is true or whether it's a bunch of crap and what does it actually mean. He tells us the question, who's publishing the result? You know, who's publishing, who is the one who's in control of the results, what happens, you know? How was the statistic measured? Like, what method did they use? Did they use, what was their sample? Who composed their sample? How big was it? You know, things like that,
I mean, it's basically, like, I would say, like, it's basically answering our questions that we've had.
The entire book.
Throughout the whole book. It's saying,
telling us how
to
do it.
Yes, yeah, it's basically saying, like, you know, who says this? Like, who wrote this? And why should we believe this? And, you know.
It's basically telling us, like, to question.
To question this. Like, I think this whole book is trying to say, don't trust statistics. Don't believe it. And it gives us every reason to with what he's been saying throughout this whole book. Like, he's basically, like, proved in every way he possibly can.
I mean,
well, it's not that don't trust statistics, because statistics is always right. It's just that the application of statistics.
Is, yeah.
People use it to lie. And that's why the book is called How to Lie with Statistics.
And, like, who is what the application of it basically.
I think the term statistics is a very powerful word. That's why people kind of, you know, use it against other people to mislead other people, because, you know, when a person hears statistics, they automatically think
that it's right.
That it's right, because it is right. We should think that it is right, but, you know, sadly to know that, like,
some people use statistics to lie to us.
Use it in, like, in journals, use it in, like, graphs, use it in, like, you know, and like, we basically use statistics in our everyday life without even knowing it. And I think he's just trying to prove, I think, what do you think he's trying to say? But, like, what do you think what is the point of this book?
The main thing I get from it is that people lie with statistics. Like, people use statistics to back up, not necessarily, like, they go out there and just BS everything, but they do go out there and they research and they come up with data, but sometimes the data isn't what they want it to be, so they just use statistics to help them prove their data, you know?
I don't know. When I first looked at, like, the cover page, he was basically, like, hiding. Like, he's sweeping the numbers under the rug. So, I guess,
like, he's hiding something.
Yeah, it clearly shows that he's hiding something. So, I think it basically says that, you know, the numbers are right, but sometimes numbers doesn't prove what we want to prove. So, we hide it, and then
we use something else
to cover it, such as, you know, and I think that's what I get from just the cover page. It says it all. And I don't know. What do you think, Tyler, about the book?
I mean, I thought the book was pretty interesting. It was kind of, I mean, some of the stuff was done, and, like, a lot of things we already learned in class. But I don't think you need a statistics background to read this book, which is good. Also, during the end, I felt like he could have, like, okay, like, the summarization of how to, like, decode the statistics is useful, but I feel like who's really going to do all that?
Right.
Like, what people are really going to take the time? Every statistic they see, they're going to research it, look at the background, you know, the sample, how it was calculated, who's calculating it, you know,
right,
and what their bias is, like, trying to figure out. That's, like, a whole investigation, and I don't think most the common person is really going to be interested in doing that.
I don't think
they're so. They're just gonna trust the statistic. They're going to trust the numbers.
I agree.
And most likely what the people who found the numbers, what their message is. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's not enough tools for everyone to be able to, you know, find the background and history of every statistic and prove whether it's true. And, like, unless you have, like, a background in statistics, like, it's not going to be as easy. It's not as easy as it seems, because statistics is way more complex. As we found out in Mr. Miles' class, like, especially things like chi's and, like, standard deviation and degrees of freedom and such.
I feel like they make it complex. Like, this book, he made it complex. Like, everything, I don't feel like I've really learned anything in this book. Because I feel like everything that he says, we already know. Like, he talked about so many things that we already know. He just found a more, like, sophisticated way of putting it, and a more complicated way of putting it to make us think. But I think statistics is not complicated. I don't think it's complicated, but I think they choose to make it complicated so it can make it seem like it's something. Like, that's how I feel.
Well, for me, I kind of disagree, because, like, before reading this book, I kind of did think that, you know, I never really thought about how people research and, like, show their data. Like, I'm not saying that I believe everything, but, like, I never really questioned it. But now, after reading this book, it kind of makes me question, like, the things that I saw, like, all the data that I see outside, like, on poster boards when they say, like, you know how they present stuff, and they say, like, you know? So it's, like, this book kind of, I like this book because he made me realize so much stuff that I never paid attention to. Like, even though it was, like, he basically was trying to say that statistics is nothing but lies, but then he also was saying that, like, how most of it isn't lies. Like, not everybody lies with statistics. Like, some people actually show the truth.
Statistics isn't lies, it's the people.
Right, that's true.
It's the biases. Like, those are the lies. Statistics is always right.
Right, and he was basically saying how people love statistics. Statistics isn't a lie. It's the people who use it. They may lie. That's what he's saying.
It's confusing to me because you guys say, like, you know, Kyler says, oh, well, statistics is always right. And then he says in the book, oh, well, statistics is not always right. And then Jamaica says statistics is just wrong. So it's I don't know.
No, I didn't say statistics is wrong. I'm just saying, like, it makes me question, like, how, like, when I see stuff now, like, is this data correct? Because he was saying in the book how people use statistics to lie. Like how he said in the book, like, if you can't prove what you want to prove, use something else to back up your data. Like, that's not statistics lying for them. It's the people using other statistics to lie. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think statistics is a lie. Like, I'm just thinking some people who use it lie. You know? You get me? Like, this book, I don't think this book is saying that statistics is always used to lie. It's saying that some people who use statistics may lie to back up their theories or whatever.
What are some things that you guys wish he did different with this book? Like, you wish he wrote it in a different way? Like, what do you guys think?
I thought he was pretty sarcastic, and that didn't really help. Sometimes I felt like he was repeating himself.
Yeah. You felt like he was repeating himself? I felt like that's why in this, like, recording, I felt like we were repeating ourselves because of how many times he was repeating himself. I think he was just trying to, like, find every little detail to try to prove to us his point. And I think we got the point. It just didn't need to be this much information because that's information we already knew about. I don't know. I feel like he should have just went straight to the point. And because he used some words that we didn't even understand, that we had to research to even understand. I don't know. I just wish. I don't know. I don't know what he could have done different. I don't know. I honestly don't know. What do you think, Jamaica?
I don't know. I think that, I mean, I kind of like how he approached this. Like, even though I do feel as though he was repeating himself a lot, but he did, like, break it down really easily. That's why he repeated himself. He repeated himself so that he can break it down in, like, different sections. Because you wouldn't want to sit there and read, like, the whole thing straight, like, you know? Because you still wouldn't understand it. So I think the way he broke it down was nice. So, yeah.
All right, well, like, you know, even though it was complicated for me, I still enjoyed reading this book. And it was still a good book to enjoy. And I don't know, I liked it. I would like to read another book like this about math. Yeah, and it was a great discussion. What do you guys want to end with?
Well, I don't know if this is the end. Like, we all said our opinions, you know. And that's that.
All right, thank you.